Double D in Your APP. Written by 94 Bottles of Snapple and read by Litra. A Daredevil fanfic with the pairing Matt Murdock, Franklin Foggy Nelson. Rated teen. Summary. Foggy is legally obligated by the laws of friendship to download any and all mobile games starring Daredevil. Unfortunately, that means eventually he has to explain to Matt why he's got a superhero dating sim app on his phone. It had started with Hero Blitz, was the thing. Innocently. With no pretense or ulterior motive. Foggy wasn't, like, a huge mobile game guy anyway. His smartphone was cheap, and he was too busy covering 75% of the work for the law firm to get addicted to any of the Match 3 games that had previously swept across the digital world. But Karen liked to have games like that, so she could mindlessly fidget while on a stakeout, or waiting on hold. And she'd thought it was hilarious when they added Daredevil to their little roster of chibi hero heads. Which it was. He even had a stoic look on his little cartoon face, compared to the smiles on the Avengers. Foggy downloaded the game just for the novelty. He didn't play it much, only if he was especially bored, or he needed a minute to soak his brain in little beeping noises and colorful animation before he forced it back into the fray. The characters you unlocked in the game came with their own sets of textable emojis, so he and Karen had fun bandying grumpy Daredevil chibis back and forth over text for a few weeks. It was just something silly to do. And then an ad on Hero Blitz, one of the annoying, unskippable pop-ups that made Foggy regret mobile games even existed, showed a set of little cookies? Gingerbread people that were pretty clearly superhero knockoffs. Captain Almond and Chocolate Chunk, Lemon Pool, and Cherry Devil. Foggy was endeared immediately by the image of his best friend and business partner as a cookie wearing a cherry for a helmet and wielding little green stems. He still wasn't a mobile game guy, but the art was cute. He downloaded the game. It turned out to be a side-scrolling infinite runner called Super Cookie Race. Unlike Hero Blitz, there weren't as many pop-up ads, and there was a shocking amount of content. He did actually find himself getting engrossed, playing a little on his lunch break, actively working on the events to gain the newest cookie heroes and their pet companions. It was a fun way to waste a few minutes on the subway or in line for coffee. Although Cherry Devil was not considered the best character, not meta, as the serious players said. Foggy dumped the game resources into him anyway, just because, well, it was Matt. Foggy had to show his loyalty, right? In any case, it was just two games. No big deal. Except then he stumbled across a superhero-themed digital card game. A puzzle game. A fighting game. One by one, their icons were dropped into the increasingly busy screen of his smartphone. After six different games starring Daredevil, or a charmingly transparent knockoff, Foggy began thinking about royalties. Their firm was always in need of money, and Daredevil getting royalties for all this crap would probably help immensely, considering how much some of the games made from their high-paying whale players. It was a total fantasy, of course, since the only way for Matt to demand royalties would be to prove he was Daredevil, aka the exact opposite of what Matt wanted to do vis-a-vis his secret identity, and for good reason. Foggy could still dream, though. And then, nearly 2 months after he'd first downloaded Hero Blitz, came the true cause of Foggy's downfall. Hero of my heart. The official app description called it a visual novel, but the common parlance seemed to be dating sim. As in, dating simulation. A game where you dated superheroes. One of whom was Daredevil. At first, it was just funny. The choices that didn't actually mean anything, the danger-prone nature of the player character, a skinny, dark-haired woman, which seemed unnecessarily restrictive to Foggy. The arms crossed over chest standard pose for the Daredevil sprite. The creative license taken with backstory. They'd made Daredevil a reporter by day, which was actually almost normal, but then they'd turned around and given him a name like Damian Red. Plus all the dialogue that marked dating sim Daredevil as sighted. With everything put together, it was pretty easy to laugh about the game, to keep it separate from the real Matt. There were a couple of times he almost wanted to mention it to Karen so they could laugh about the cheesy dialogue together. But, first off, Foggy did not want her to ask how he'd found out about the game in the first place. And second, the risk of Matt's bat ears was too great. Giggling over Daredevil emojis was in a whole other category from playing a dating game. So it was just Foggy, making inside jokes to himself, snickering whenever Matt crossed his arms over his chest in the exact same pose as the Daredevil sprite, or inadvertently parroted a line from the game. The thing was, though, for all that it was really tropey and quite goofy, if you knew the real man behind the Daredevil mask, the writing wasn't bad. Foggy maybe got a little invested in Damian Red's romance with Kristen, Foggy's player character. Even if there had been a character customization option, Foggy didn't think he could have given them his own name without melting into a puddle of embarrassment, so Kristen it was. They were working together to take down a corrupt politician who was at the head of a crime ring, smashing up the neighborhood to try and run local small business owners out. It was the kind of root for the little guys, anti-gentrification plot that Foggy loved, and it was perfectly in character for Matt. Over one of Foggy's lunch breaks, eating a sub sandwich with one hand and tapping with the other, volume turned completely off, he hit the biggest plot twist yet. One of the bad guys was after Kristen because he had a grudge against her rather than Daredevil. Foggy's nose was so close to the screen as he read at a frantic pace that he missed a slice of tomato dropping out of his sandwich and onto the wrapper spread out below it. He ended up taking a huge bite of tomatoless sandwich and had to do a double take. The chapter ended on a cliffhanger. Foggy spent the rest of the afternoon tapping his foot impatiently and wondering what would happen next. The real kick in the teeth, though, was when he hit the last chapter of Daredevil's Book One. The bad guys had been stopped for the moment, even if not totally defeated. And wasn't that a familiar sentiment? And Daredevil had taken Kristen up to a rooftop for a closing romantic scene. "I wanted to show you what the city's like from my vantage," Daredevil said, aloud, because Foggy was safe in his own home and didn't have his phone muted anymore. "Come with me. I swear, I won't let you fall." Then the image on the screen shifted to what the game called a CG. Foggy had no idea what the acronym stood for, but it was a fully colored artwork instead of the usual sprites talking against a background. Daredevil stood on a rooftop, his hand outstretched towards the viewer, and nighttime Manhattan spread out behind him. There was a faint smile touching his mouth, one Foggy had seen on Matt's face 100 times. "Oh," Foggy thought, his heart aching, but it didn't feel like a revelation, more like something he'd discovered long ago and forgotten until now. He was in love with Matt. After that, the game wasn't so funny anymore. Foggy thought about deleting it, thought about doing a clean sweep and deleting every Daredevil-related app on his phone. But he knew deep down that it wouldn't make him feel better. Deleting game data wouldn't delete the realization it had made him come to. And even if it hurt a little, there was still something so tantalizing about the fantasy of it. A world where Daredevil, where Matt, was in love with him. There were 3 more books for Daredevil, so Foggy indulged. No one would ever know, right? The game progressed slowly, since he could only read 2 chapters every 4 hours, and he preferred to read it at home so that he could leave the volume on, and not have to worry about Matt being only a wall away. Playing Hero of My Heart in the office was way too embarrassing now. He stuck strictly to the other games whenever he needed to shake his brain up and give it a break from research. But after a week, he'd finally reached the end of book 2. He held his breath as the background music for another romantic scene started to play. Things had gotten rocky between Damien and Kristen in the middle of book 2, but they were finally back together again and stronger than ever. "Being Daredevil is part of me," Damien said, in that low voice that didn't quite match Matt's In the Mask Batman impression. "But loving you is part of me too. The best part. The part that lets me go out there and do what I have to do. I..."
A sudden rat-a-tat-tat rattled Foggy's window, and he jumped, fumbling his phone. It clattered to the floor, still emitting the overly tender background music that went with all the CG scenes.
"Shit," Foggy couldn't help but hiss under his breath, even knowing the vigilante on his fire escape would be able to hear it. He slid out of bed and snatched up his phone to mute the volume, and then hesitated. Another rat-a-tat-tat on the window. This one more staccato, like Matt was saying, "I know you know I'm here, Foggy. Don't you dare ignore me."
In other words, there was no way out of whatever horribly embarrassing conversation was coming.
Padding over to the window, Foggy slid it up. One quick contortion later, Daredevil himself stood in Foggy's bedroom, hands on his hips, like a disapproving mother.
"At least take off the helmet," Foggy sighed. And Matt did.
His dark hair was ruffled, a little flat on top where the helmet had smashed it down. It wasn't any easier to face without his eyes covered. For 5 unbearable seconds, the two of them just stood there.
"It was a joke," Foggy blurted at last, unable to stand it.
"It was all a... You know, Karen showed me that Match 3 game with the little emojis, and then I found more and more phone games with Daredevil in them, and..."
"What was that one?"
Matt asked, setting aside his helmet and shucking his gloves, and basically telegraphing that he wasn't going anywhere without answers.
Foggy fidgeted with his phone. The screen hadn't locked yet, so when he glanced down, it was still showing the new CG Daredevil and Kristen locked in an embrace. Kissing.
The pose was all wrong for Matt. He always cupped a girl's jaw when he kissed her. Embarrassment bloomed even deeper in Foggy's chest.
What kind of weirdo played a game like this about someone they actually knew? It was fine, if a little ridiculous, for someone who just saw Daredevil as a celebrity. Not that different from daydreaming about a famous actor sweeping you off your feet. But for Foggy, to whom Daredevil was a man first and not a public figure?
It's called Hero of My Heart, he stammered.
It's a story game, where you play a character that dates a superhero. One of them is Daredevil, so I thought I'd just see what the public had to say about you, you know?
Like I said, just a joke. The skeptical expression on Matt's face did not bode well.
"You seemed pretty engrossed," said Matt, "for just a joke."
"Things..."
Foggy swallowed, cleared his throat, and tried to force the heat out of his face.
"Things may have gotten out of hand?"
Matt quirked an eyebrow.
"Apparently."
Hot, embarrassed tears welled behind Foggy's eyes. He tried to blink them back discreetly, but,
well, with Matt around, discretion was never a possibility. The teasing, slightly judgy look on Matt's face melted into concern.
Foggy, are you crying?
No, Foggy lied, even knowing that it was hopeless. Matt didn't even bother to refute the lie. He just surged forward, cradling Foggy's face in his hands.
Oh, Foggy.
Matt's thumbs stroked back and forth on Foggy's cheeks, wiping away tears as they slipped down.
Don't cry. It's just a silly game. I was only...
I know, Foggy sniffled miserably.
But that was the thing, wasn't it?
It was a silly game. That's all it was. There was no way Matt would fall in love with him for real, instead of fantasizing about some stupid fakey daredevil saying, I love you, Foggy should have just been appreciating Matt for being his best friend.
If you know, then why are you still upset?
Matt pressed.
It's stupid, okay?
Nothing about you could ever be stupid. Foggy had to close his eyes as Matt's earnest expression sent a pang through his heart. How was he supposed to be stoic and reticent when this was what he was up against? For that matter, how was he supposed to deal with his feelings when Matt just kept exacerbating them?
I can't, Foggy said, to himself and to Matt both.
Foggy, please.
It's you, okay?
Foggy admitted, his voice breaking.
And I know it's stupid, but I got sucked in, because even though their game Daredevil isn't like you at all, it was as close as I was gonna get to you ever saying anything like that to me.
Suddenly, Matt's forehead was pressed against his own, their noses brushed. Foggy's heart lurched, and a huffing exhale from Matt followed.
Says who?
His voice was warm, low, almost besotted.
Matt?
For a silly, fictionalized version of me, he does have one thing right, Matt murmured.
Loving you is the best part of me.
Foggy's brain melted a little bit.
Is this a dream?
He asked.
If it is, Matt told him,
barely a hair's breadth between their lips.
Don't wake me up.
Still cradling Foggy's face in his hands, Matt pressed their mouths together in a sweet, scorching kiss. Foggy's phone clattered to the floor again as he grabbed at Matt to pull him closer, and Matt kicked it, not at all subtly, under the bed. A laugh bubbled up Foggy's throat at that petty show of jealousy, and he broke the kiss to bury his face in Matt's shoulder while he shook with mirth. He didn't move to recover his poor, abused smartphone. Kristen could have Damien Red. Foggy liked Matt Murdock much better. The end.